And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 11:30. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. That'll be the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, somebody who narrowly missed out on being in the Champions League at the end of last year, despite getting a very good score. Say good morning to Kerris Phillips. Hi, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. You okay there?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, I was talking a few minutes ago about Countdown, and of course, I just remembered you were once a contestant on that show, weren't you?
Yes, it's a small world, yeah, going back 12 years ago now, Dave.
Right.
And I think these days they record it in Media City in Salford, but in those days, it was at the old Granada Studios in Manchester.
Ah, right.
So before I did my slot, I had lunch in the Granada canteen, and on the next table was Norris Cole from Coronation Street.
Oh, wow.
And sidekick Mary Taylor.
Fantastic.
And then it was my turn to take part in Countdown, but I got soundly beaten by a young lad who was a Cambridge University graduate. But I was very well looked after. It was good fun.
Yeah, yes. And we were talking about the Dictionary Corner. Can you remember who was on that corner when you were doing it?
Yes, it was Penny Smith. She used to be on ITV.
Oh, yes,
of course.
Yeah, so, and could you tell that she was getting help, or was it very, very convincing? And
I was so much in the zone and doing what I was told to do, I just concentrated on what I needed to do. I went one round against this young lad, so
right.
I can always take that with me, Dave. But,
brilliant.
Yeah, it was a good experience, yeah.
Yeah,
so, and there's a 10-year rule, I think, if you're on it and wait 10 years, you can reapply. So
right.
You never know, I might have another go at some stage.
Indeed, soon, do you know when that will be? When is the 10 years up?
Well, I did it in 2012, so we'd be eligible now. Time
you
right,
will,
isn't it? So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
so watch this space.
Indeed, and if you are on it, you must let us know in advance so we can all watch it.
Okay.
Right, let's get on with the quiz then.
Yeah.
Who recorded the song Turn Back the Clock?
Johnny H. Jazz.
Who sang I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing?
The New Seekers.
Who's had hits with the Fun Boy 3 and also the Specials?
Terry Hall.
Complete the title of this Gene Pitney hit, Town Without...
Pity.
Which group recorded an album called Making Movies?
Beach Boys.
Which member of the Jackson family recorded Let's Get Serious?
Jermaine.
Which American singer had a hit in 63 with Memphis, Tennessee?
Ricky Nelson.
Complete the title of this 90s boy band, New Kids.
On the Block.
Who recorded an album and a single in 82 called Abracadabra.
Steve Miller Band.
Which Disney film features the track Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
The Lion King.
Who recorded the best single of 1962, which was called I Remember You.
Frank Angel.
And what instrument did Russ Conway play?
The piano.
Right, some impressive answers
there.
Dig
deep there, some tricky questions.
Absolutely, because once again, there were some early 60s questions long before you were born, or even a twinkle in your mum's eye.
Indeed.
So let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. And as always, you didn't pass on any questions at all. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions right. So you've set the bar high.
Yeah.
Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on.
Yeah.
And they were tricky, I have to say.
Yeah.
Which group recorded an album called Making Movies in 1980? If I tell you they also had an album called Brothers in Arms, you would know straight away.
Oh, Dire Straits.
Dire Straits, of course.
Yeah.
One of their less well-known albums.
Yeah.
And which American singer had a hit in 1963 with Memphis, Tennessee? I can't remember what you said now.
Ricky Nelson,
you said, which was a good guess. I possibly would have said Little Richard, but we both would have been wrong, because it was actually Chuck Berry.
Ah, right.
So there you go. Brilliant. Well, thanks for taking part. We'll see if it's a
very quick hello to my friends John and Sandra Federico, who are listening in Penmaenmawr, Dave, so I promise I'd say hello, so they'll be chuffed with that. So,
brilliant. Yeah. We'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time, and we look forward to seeing you on Countdown sometime in the future.
You never know.
Cheers.
Thanks
for that, Kerris. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
I peaked a bit too early then. Right, bang on 12:30, round two of the quiz. And joining us, one of our regular contestants who we can always rely on to get a good score. Say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
Right, now we were talking about Countdown with Kerris earlier on, and you've got a bit of Countdown trivia for us, I gather.
Yeah.
Go on.
Apparently it gets quite cold in the studio.
All right.
So Susie Dent, the lexicographer, right, always has a hot water bottle on her lap.
Well, there you go. There's a bit of trivia that I didn't know. And I'm guessing it's cold because they've got air con, and that can often make places very cold.
Yeah, I should imagine. And another one.
Go on.
The series producer, Damien Eady, started off as a contestant.
Right.
Before joining the team as a lexicographer in Dictionary Corner.
Well, there you go. So you're obviously a fan of the programme.
Oh, yeah. I don't often get the words or the numbers, but I have a good go.
Well, that's right. Yes, keeps the brain active, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure you know that it was the very first programme to be televised on Channel 4 when it started in the
80s. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Richard Whiteley did it in those days.
Carol Vorderman.
Yes.
She only did the numbers game.
That's right, she did. She did.
They had a different girl doing the letters.
Yes, whose name I can't remember.
No, I can't remember.
Brilliant. Anyway, let's get back to the matter in hand. I was telling everybody before that you were playing along when Keris was on. He got 10 out of 12, and you got one more than him, I think.
Yeah, I got the Dire Straits one wrong. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, I would argue that was probably the most difficult question in his round. Hopefully, you're going to do well in your round. As always, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay? And here we go. Complete the title of this Little Richard song, Good Golly.
Miss Molly.
Who had hits with Paint It Black and Little Red Rooster. Who recorded a number one album called Love Sexy in 1988.
Rod Stewart.
Which Kraftwerk hit lasted for 23 minutes.
Autobahn.
Which group reached number one in 1981 with Don't You Want Me.
Human League.
Which Irish group's first number one album in 83 was called War.
You too.
Complete the title of this farm hit from 1990, All Together.
Now.
The best-selling single of 1959 was Living Doll. Who recorded it?
Cliff Richard and the Shadows.
Which 70s TV drama starred Julie Covington and Rula Lenska?
Rock Follies.
Which Irish group recorded an album called A Tonic for the Troops in 78?
Yellow.
Which country do the group Crowded House come from?
Australia.
And who released albums called Piano Man and The Stranger?
Billy Joel.
Right, okay. Another good round there. Let's see how you did. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. Exactly the same number that Keris attempted. And like Keris, you didn't pass on any at all. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right. So he beat you by 1 point. Oh, dear. But again, some tricky questions there.
There was.
Yeah. Okay, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Just three of them, of course. The first one, who recorded a number one album called Love Sexy in 1988? I'll be honest, I wouldn't have known this.
No.
He was actually Prince, believe it or not.
Oh, blimey.
Well, there you go. Now, the next one, which Irish group recorded an album called A Tonic for the Troops in 78? I think you said a yellow for that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I don't think you heard
it.
The word Irish there, obviously. But it was, in fact, the Boontown Rats. Another one I wouldn't have known.
I didn't want to pass, so I just said yellow.
Yeah, that's right. And the next one, now I'm not sure about this one now, I'm getting a bit confused. Which country did the group Crowded House come from? Can you just remind me what you said?
I said Australia.
You said Australia, and
but
you should...
they're originally from New Zealand.
Exactly, and that was the answer we were looking for.
And they moved to Australia.
They did indeed, so probably worth half a point, but it wouldn't make any difference, because you were beaten just by 1 point there. So, well done, as always, for taking part. We'll look forward to having you back on the radio in about a month's time. And by then, I'm sure you'll have even more trivia about Countdown for us. Brilliant. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Take care now.
Cheers.
Bye.
And you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Another good round on the 60-second challenge. Well done to Keris Phillips, the winner with 10 out of 12, narrowly beating Kevin Jeffries.